WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Many of our lawns are beginning to grow and we're firing up the lawnmower. But it's important to remind ourselves that even though lawnmowers are familiar, they can cause serious and sometimes life-altering injuries if used improperly. My guest today is going to talk about just that. Dr. Patrick Grace is an emergency physician at the UK Department of Emergency Medicine. Patrick, thank you so much for chatting with me today. You know, it's that season where a lot of us are getting our lawnmowers out, we're taking care of our yard, and they're so ubiquitous. Lawnmowers are everywhere that I think sometimes we forget or we don't think about some of the safety issues that arise when we're using such equipment. Can you talk with us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, the joys of having a lawn is that you get to take care of it. And so taking care of that lawn oftentimes means going out and mowing it. And these are big pieces of equipment, and they're dangerous pieces of equipment. And I think you hit the nail on the head is that when you're around something very regularly, it's easy to get lax. You get comfortable with something. I think that's normal. And I think it's easy to sometimes cut corners on the things that you probably know you should be doing. You know, when you're out in the lawnmower, you know, there's some obvious things, wearing clothes, toed shoes being one of them, wearing eye protection, I think is a big piece of that. And then it's also knowing what you need to do if you're experiencing a problem while on a lawnmower. You know, the riding lawnmowers are obviously big pieces of equipment, pretty powerful, pretty dangerous. But even a push lawnmower has got a lot of strength. Those blades are very sharp. And where we see the most problems have to do with when you've got a clog, when you've stalled it out somehow. And, you know, it's sort of human nature to want to, you know, move it around, fiddle with it, see if you can get the thing started back up again. And unfortunately, this is the time where things go wrong. So, you know, remembering the precautions that you need to take about shutting the mower off entirely. And frankly, if you're going to get underneath it to mess with it in any way, even removing the spark plug from it so that way it does not accidentally restart on you while you're working on it. Those are some of the biggest, most important takeaways about being safe around lawnmowers in the summertime.
Yeah, I think also something you may have mentioned in your recent essay is making sure that there's no kids around, and that I'm thinking particularly of objects that might be in the yard. There's rocks, there's sticks, things that can potentially become a projectile with those blades spinning at, you know, hundreds of RPMs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, part of, you know, taking safe care of mowing your lawn is evaluating your lawn for those types of hazards beforehand. I think making sure that you're not going over an area where predictably you've got some large sticks or rocks. But these things are going to happen. You're not going to be able to see every little thing. And these lawnmowers are going to kick out debris like that not infrequently. And it's for that very same reason. It is not a safe environment to have children around while you're mowing the lawn. And I would tell you that the place, the last place that they should be is on the lawnmower with you if you're on a riding lawnmower. Unfortunately, some of the worst injuries that can happen, you know, occur in a situation like that. You know, a riding lawnmower is a huge, heavy piece of equipment. It's like being on a four-wheeler or side-by-side. And you know, I talked a little bit about how we handle slopes. Because, you know, I think we're all mindful of the blades when it comes to a lawnmower. But one important area where people get hurt is not just blades or debris, but it's if a riding lawnmower rolls over on you, you can become seriously injured. And it's for that reason, it's never a safe place for a child to be on the back of a riding lawnmower.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was going to say, really, a kid should be nowhere in the area, in the vicinity. And I know kids mature at different ages, but what should we be thinking about, like, if we have a child or a grandchild and they want to help, they want to be part of the process? How old should kids be before they start doing this kind of work?
Yeah, I think it depends on the type of lawnmower, naturally. I think our teenagers better maturing appropriately, can safely push a lawnmower after instruction. And I think if you're teenaged, I think that's appropriate. I think that if you're capable of driving a car, I think that that is the age where it's appropriate to start riding on a ride-on lawnmower. So that may be more conservative than some would say, but that's my rule of thumb when it comes to lawnmowers and lawnmower safety. Teenagers for pushing, and then anybody who's capable of driving a car for a riding lawnmower.
Well, Patrick, before we part, is there anything else you'd want our listeners to know about safety in general around lawnmowers, lawn equipment, that sort of thing?
I think the most important thing is to just be aware of your surroundings, to take precautions, to not grow comfortable because it's an activity that you do frequently. And just to remember that if you do find yourself in a situation where you're injured, please come seek medical attention. Any emergency department, we're going to be able to come take care of you. And that's our privilege to do so.
My thanks today to Dr. Patrick Grace, emergency physician at UK Chandler Medical Center, for talking with us about safety around lawnmowers. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.